So talking about all this new gender of public art, which is explained at Map in the Terrain, the book edited by Susan Lacy, where it's described this new way on practicing public art, which is for her is different from these other practices called to public art, but which consist just on putting perhaps a sculpture in a public place. So this other kind of new public art, which is much more working with social groups or networking or trying to experience with other kind of art practices. So I don't know if all this new movement of artists and even museums, which are working with the influence of this new gender of public art described by Susan Lacy. I don't know if they know that Lacy describes the main influence of feminist artists and all these feminist performance which took place at the 70s.
I think that in this interview, Lacy is really reductionist, because in other occasions and other times, she refers to more than the feminist, just the feminist movement. Since the feminist movement, I guess, is not kind of an isolated fact out there in an strange galaxy. I have to remember that during at the same time as the feminist movement, you had all the different social movements because all the baby boom generation was the kind of the activist for all these new movements. All this generation were born during the 50s when all the kind of American's way of life, American society, and all this Fordist way of living were the structure in their lives. So during the 60s, and particularly at the end of the 60s, all the youth people, and even this idea of being a boy or a young girl was there on the streets. And you have the civil rights movements, the anti-war movement with the Vietnam thing, and you had the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets that were the Chicano culture on the streets. And the feminist movement was in all this new landscape of social movements and revolt on the streets. Well, all these, Lacy was referring the whole time to the first school of feminist art students that was in LA. And she was telling us that she didn't knew anything about history of art, or I mean, the common way that we in Europe are studying art. She was referring to these new ideas that her influence was the Fluxus and the Situationist and all these kind of 50s, 60s art movements that were based on performance and on happening and on real life. I guess that's why she was telling us about her body was the only tool that she had on hand to make art. That's why they started in researching or investigating around the idea of body art and happening and all that, because she didn't want to waste time learning a skill and how to paint, how to draw, and how to learn all these different art disciplines, the commonly academic art disciplines. And in a way, this made them be the first ones to make this deep research on body art, and that's it. So With all these changes in social movement and in society in general, I guess that another change that is really important is the way these people received the art education. I mean, the way the art was taught. So in this sense, there is also a new idea of what an art work of art or an art object is. So the art is the materialized. So there is no sense of the object as it is, and at the same time, this thing goes with the idea of a new concept of place in a loosely borrowed way, in a way that the place is no more the physical place, but it's more the social place. So this new idea of art and the relational thing, talking about art, is important because the idea of place is kind of losing the physicity.
Well, yes, it's obvious that this change you are talking about it not just happened in the United States, in Europe. Of course, this change has been made with a lot of artists working overall with performance art. But what is interesting here is that she's talking. Lacey is explaining a point which is going farther. I absolutely agree with her. She's explaining that with a feminist artist, the art is absolutely dematerialized, but too because they are working with the idea of social transformation, that the piece of art is really this social transformation. And in the example of feminist artists, this idea of activism is really going so far, because they have a politic speech, ideology, even linked with their social artist project, which is really stronger than with other artists, which could be working too with art as activism. In fact, feminist is one, if not the biggest social movement of the last century. So we are not talking about something without interest. We are really talking about a social movement really powerful. Lacey in her book in Mapping the Terrain, she's even explaining with a design the different ideas of artists, and the last one is artists as activists, and so she's making this connection between feminism and this artist as a feminist. I absolutely agree with her idea.
Oh yes, I agree. But in my second lecture of this article, I was discovering kind of a second way of second idea. Because during our interview, there was kind of complaint because the lack of any prestige or any kind of famous pieces of art, of this kind of public art, because in a way this kind of public art is so really close and more in the kind of British and American tradition to the community art. The community art is a kind of art based on the community, and they had this tradition of studying community art in a different branch, different from the kind of high art with capital letters, where you study this in another school. So it's kind of more pedagogical and more talking about the visibility of different social kind of places, and it's not considered as high as the other art with this long tradition of high art. So the problem that I am discovering in the test is kind of this. There is not a clear position or what to do with the figure of the artist. Is the piece of art more or less with this complaint, but the artist, what can you do with the artist? How can you be a community artist working with a lot of people with this kind of equality, but at the same time still be your individual self-art, self as artist, different from the rest of the society, kind of special people? How can you still be an artist being working with the community and making public art or community art? I guess that this is not solved during the article. And in a way, there is kind of a strange movement from the grassroots movements and all these ideas that deal with the kind of the social impact of all grassroots movement, the social change that this movement can do, and the idea of how to be an activist and an artist, or how can an activist be an artist and an artist be an activist, and still be kind of a big, enormous self.
Yeah, but I understand really why for you that's a problem. Could you explain it better?
Well, I don't think that there's a real problem. I'm only saying that Susan is making a little mix. She's mixing up everything, and she's not really clear with her ideas. For me, I guess that you have to decide if you want to be more activist than artist, and you are not so kind of worried about your big name and that's it, or your career as an artist, or you want to be more artist than activist, but in a way you were with these activist ideas. For me, this is the problem.
Yeah, but I don't understand why this has to be in such a rigid category. I think that sometimes perhaps even the same person could have much more interest on the activist part of a piece, or even other moments could be more interested on the artistic one. I don't think this could be so rigid that you are talking about.
So I guess that there are some artists that can disappear after a piece of kind of community art piece is finished. But this is the hot point, the kind of the quid of the question, because the idea of the kind of amplified audiences and the effectiveness of the piece of art, this kind of social art, is not really solved during the text.
Yeah, but this issue about effectiveness in art, I think that here Susan is quite in an American way on trying to make a point about the effectiveness, talking about a number of people hearing contacts, social profile, and so on. I don't think that, in fact, effectiveness in art should be explained in this way.
So I guess that the effectiveness is really kind of well developed in this first piece in Auckland, The Roof is on Fire, where they, after 10 years of working there at Auckland, they have a kind of a big success because they managed to change the law about young people in this kind of neighborhood in Auckland. So this is the real political effectiveness of a social piece of art. During these 10 years, she was working on the roots, working on the vase. After some time, this changed, and her life also changed.
Yeah, but I insist, why effectiveness should be a parameter to have an idea about the quality of the piece of art?
I'm not referring to the kind of measurement of the effectiveness. I guess that she's really worried about it, and the article and the text is kind of talking about new ways of doing things. And talking about collaborative art, for me, a piece of collaborative art has only meaning if it can manage to make nets, to work like a virus, like a kind of opening different aspects of life and making some change in the real social network also. And I guess that she's really worried about this matter during the whole text, the whole article is talking about this kind of effectiveness and so on. So, but on the other hand, we have to remember that this was written during the 1994, where there was not such amount of pieces in the main street of supposedly this kind of public art. So when they were talking about public art pieces, they were kind of more real, more engaged with the real social network. And she's really worried about this matter in the theoretical way, of course.
Yeah, but why we should be so rigorous to make this explanation about the effectiveness? In fact, for me, the quality of the piece of art is much more that there is a social community interested on working about an issue proposed by an artist using the art language as the way on communicating. For me, it's much more this aspect which should be the fact to talk about the quality of art, and not so much how many people has been interested on the piece, but because perhaps some nets has been done and they are so informal that it's almost impossible to have a measurement of it. But if we can talk about a social community which in fact has been involved on it, and the piece has been finally done and it exists, for me this is really the aspect that should give us this aspect about the quality of the piece of art. For instance, talking about our work, our toxic lesbian work, we could make an analyze just looking for number of views of each video, or even with the analytics, we could know which is the profile of the viewers. But finally, is this information the main interest? I mean, we could ask ourselves if these viewers are watching the videos because the social problematic is interesting for them, or even because they are involved in this social problematic we are talking about, or just because they are watching a piece of art. We are not asking this question because, in fact, this is not the way on make an analyze which interests us.
I guess that's not the point. I guess that your work, it's in internet, so your pieces are there on the net for, I guess, 1 year, 2 years, maybe 3-4 years, a lot of years. But I'm talking about this kind of pieces of art that supposedly are political and are social and political and are engaged with this idea of changing things and so, at least in their text. But they are showed, they are in an exhibition for a month, maybe 2 months at last. like a lot of time, 2 months, but and they are expensive, and they are in this kind of work of art, the world, not the work, not the world, I mean, the biennales and so on, so, and they stay there for 1 month, and they go away and disappear, and the city is still there, and the problems are still there, but you have a kind of really expensive work of art. That's the thing that kind of annoys me in a way. The only thing that when she talks about audiences, she ended up with this idea of media coverage and the newspapers and so on. So, and I am going back again to the date of the writing, that is 1994. And she was not talking about the web. And I guess that in a way, if we are talking about theory, art theory, we have to rewrite or rethink this article with the web. Because all the aspects of these new works, new kind of public art with the web and the net and the social net, have to be rethink. What are we going to write about these ideas now? How can we rewrite this article now with the work? So I am coming back to this kind of, to be coherent, to the need for the artist and the social artist in particular to be coherent with the ideas she or he or whatever are talking in the piece of art, and with their responsibility. If you take note, Susan is always talking about responsibility. But I guess that it's not the responsibility of provoking change, real social change. This is too much for a guy, for even an artist, activist, or whatever. I guess the responsibility for the artist is to be a citizen, to be a responsible citizen, but the same responsible citizen as should be the rest of society. So it's kind of an example to do the right thing, like the Spike Lee movie, no? Do the right thing, and that's it. And use the web to maybe to try to be a better responsible citizen.
Well, for me, the intention of the collaborator, even of the watcher of the piece, is not so important, unfortunately, because I could ask myself, people who is watching our toxic lesbian pieces, are they just watching a YouTube video, or are they conscious that they are watching a piece of art? Well, in fact, I don't care about the answer, because perhaps if not, I should stop working in this way. And even I am asking myself if people who is collaborating with Lacey's projects, are they conscious that they are working with an artist, that they are working with art language, or they are just working about a social issue? Finally, is this important?
No, of course, this is not important. This is not the point. I guess that the important thing is not what to see in, as you say, the watchers, no? It seems like a movie. You are not going to see. You are kind of involved in a process, and you are making a lot of people be involved in the same process. So, in a way, since your piece is a process and it's a collaborative piece, can you have the responsibility or the important thing is that this process is going to continue. You are kind of starting a new process, and this should be it has a continuity. But if you arrive like a kind of a prophet to, I don't know, to Korea, Vietnam, or whatever, a kind of sophisticated place, where you go like a European, like I say, oh, I am the artist, I'm going to teach you, whatever. I don't agree with this position of some artist.
Yeah, so taking this idea of process, Lacey explained this idea that about talking about a new gender of public art, that the relation, the connection between the artists and the public or the collaborators should be, in fact, this communication, this relationship should be the piece of art. So if we take this idea and we try to push it until the end, linking it with this discussion about the ethic of the artist, if this idea should really go until the end, this it could be really a way on making a measurement of the quality of the art and about the ethic of the artist too.
Well, in this moment we can talk about kind of Rancière and the book. I don't know exactly in English. It should be something like the teacher that doesn't know anything or something like that. So in a way we should look for the disappearance of the whole that is between the artist and the public, between the artist and the audience and the social net. But the whole is still there. It's a difference. Maybe the kind of crazy idea is, why don't every artist disappear? All of us become artists, or the other way around? I really don't know. Yeah, well, the Rancière idea is that in a way the common education, the education that we have received, and so on, so it deals with the idea that the teacher knows something that the pupil or the student has to learn. So there is a hole between the teacher and the student. And the student has to run towards the teacher just to catch him or her. But in this moment, the teacher has to move forward just to make a new hole. If we translate this idea to the work of art, it's something similar. So if the people arrive to the artist disappears. And in a way, there is a main contradiction with Susan. The way she deals with the conversation, the art of conversation, and the dialogical aspect of all her work and all these kind of public art works, because she used a lot this idea of putting people to talk together in this kind of the teacher that doesn't know anything, because everyone is at the same level talking about different aspects of whatever. The question that I would like to ask is something like if this hole between the artist and the audience disappear, would be the artist still be an artist? I'm talking the same about the same ideas, but something like that. This is the paradox, or kind of the hot point, or the main question.
I think we could talk about two different kind of artists. The one who is the artist maker. I don't want to make a critic just to destroy this profile. I think that this is as valid as the artist interested on public art. Even if they are working to make a real piece, an object, and they are not interested, or even they don't think about public or about the process of communication. I think that this is a different sensibility than the one that it has to have a public artist, which it has to have to a real vocation on a pedagogic in a pedagogic way about how to explain his piece, her message to the public. So these are just different sensibilities, and perhaps two for different contexts or publics.
She's constantly talking about Alain Capreau, and one of his main sentences was something like, it's not about changing publics, it's not about changing the audience, it's about changing us as an artist. We should rethink what are we, what an artist is.
Yeah, but I don't think that the transformation of the self just could be done in a social art context. I think that traditional artists could work with its the transformation of itself in their own artistic process, even in their studios, in their workshops, and an artist as a tapies working on their own mystic artistic process.
So I think it's kind of funny, strange, or weird, or whatever. That they say new gender public art is new, but it's a gender. It's like the landscape or the still life or the portrait. It's a gender. It's kind of an obsession to kind of categorize a way of doing things with the social matter.
I don't think that public, not the public, which in collaboration with the project of public art, but general public, which could visit or have an experience of this public art project, could have this aesthetic experience that, for instance, Lacey was talking about the other day. Just because I don't think that public in general is well prepared or even prepared to have this sensibility developed. For instance, nowadays more or less we have a kind of visual alphabet to try to make a reading on a visual piece in a museum, but not for public art pieces, in fact.
Yeah, we can return to this idea of the art of conversation, because I remember when Lacey was talking in the first interview we made her, she was talking about the dinner parties, that this was this dinner with all ladies at San Francisco. But at the end of this party, she didn't have anything. It was just the personal contact, the conversation, the relation and all that. So in a way she was kind of organizing a communicative act, but she didn't have any tool or anything at her hands to communicate to other people this communicative act. I don't know if in a way this for her was a kind of changing point. After this dinner parties, she started describing herself as an art director, and in a way that I make the stage, I put all the people together, I put them to talk to each other, but at the end I need a table vivant. She was repeating this idea of table vivant. Yeah, she needed a kind of final photograph, a final image, a final something. And this was the piece of art for her. I remember these two kind of more visible acts that or pieces that she has, like the Wind, Waves and Whispers at La Jolla Beach in California, and the other one, the Crystal Kill, that she stayed 3 years putting together like 3,000 old ladies from Minneapolis, I guess, or something like that. But at the end, she staged this encounter of all these people to make a table vivant, to make a big photograph. So she was really interested in the idea of the image. But when we talked to her, it's about 30 years after the writing, she was kind of making a deep reflection, a deep kind of looking inside herself to see what am I? And she discovered herself as an artist. She is an artist because she doesn't want to be a politician. And she said kind of very strongly, if I would like to be a politician, I should be a politician, but I am not that. I want to be an artist. So that's why I'm looking for this idea of the final image. And in a way, I guess that she's out, or not out, but not really in, of the actual the nowadays developments of the theory of art, of the way art, an artist can be. I'm thinking about Tania Bruguera, for example, who has a political party of immigrants at New York, so she's kind of a politician, but at the end she's still on the art world, on the art scene. She's an artist, and at the same time she's a politician. And this is, there's no place for this double life in Susan Slade's mind.
Yeah, but I think that Tania Bruguera is perhaps in this context just because of a generation reason. I mean, you have to have an age to be admitted in this context. You can have almost 70 years and be admitted in this other context. So Tania Bruguera is accepted just because of her age. Mm. Yeah, but this context where Tania Bruguera and other people are is this people, this kind of artists like Susan Lacy has created them.
Okay. It's just of course it's like the iceberg, whatever. No, the starting point. This article, but in a way, she has not followed this changing world of art, of the ideas that she started. She's not with the development of this possibility.
Well, in fact, I think that Susan is the connection between this generation who started everything in a period where museums were just working with objects, and nowadays where we have a lot of budgets, a lot of ways of doing with public art ways of working, and it's for artists which started this process, it has been really, for me, it's like a walk in the desert, because they should trespass all these difficulties with these museums, these audiences that just were used to objects and a kind of working on art, and nowadays. So when you're talking that, you're explaining that Susan is looking for a picture, of course we are in an iconic medium like art, but I insist that she's this connection with all this new way on working, which nowadays is just so frequent, but I think that for this artist it has to be, it had to be really hard, even for us when we meet 25 years ago. We are always joking because here in Spain there was just one space which we were working in an alternative way, and now we make a lot of jokes together because there are just so many places that are just so in, and they are working in this way, and it looks so easy. I mean,
yes, I agree, but in fact these new centers, the cultural centers, has a lot to do, or they have been inspired, or they have copied the model of those, these social centers, of also community centers, or self-managed centers. I don't know exactly how to translate this idea, but they have take this way of the structurating the work, but they have nothing to do with this inspiration. And also I agree with that, because when Lacy went to LA to record the real violated women, this was revolutionary, this was new in the art scene, and in fact no one gave her any money, of course, because she was doing a kind of a new step, a new way to deal with that, with real people, with real problems, and go and make them visible. Even to go to the town halls and to talk to every personality, social and political personality in the town, in this case in LA.
I think that the transformation in arts that Susan Lacy is talking about in Maping the Terrain, edited in the 90s, it has happened not just at the United States or not just in this in her context, but for instance, I remember in Spain in the 90s we were making too this kind of there weren't performances even, there was just process, just meetings with the social communities involved in some of our projects. Do you remember in this artistic social space in El Ojo Atómico where we met together and we did this kind of thing? So I think that this transformation happened not just in a specific context or even in Lacey's context, but it was something which was happened all over the world.
Well, that's right, but I guess that she's always talking from a kind of United States point of view, more like a Californian point of view, because when she talks about the different steps of different phases, when she's cataloging the public art, she's always referring to kind of American works of art. Specifically, she talks about the title art, this famous Richard Serra's big site-specific sculpture in the New York Square, when this is a kind of changing point, because it's the first time when a community that is involved in the piece asks for it to get out of the place. And now this is the changing point to a different concept of public art. That's why for me it's kind of amazing, at least it's interesting, that when you talk to her, she refers to Fluxus, that it's a European tradition, but commonly in the text she's not talking about Fluxus. And I guess that Fluxus goes with a more kind of the thing that you are talking about, these kind of meeting points where people and community get together to do things. It's a different tradition from the public art at the United States. Yeah. Well, talking about Fluxus in a way, this is an art movement, so it's inside all this theory of art or art history. But in a way, these new books that deal with public art in the United States, they are talking more specifically about community problems. It's not that they are inside this long tradition of art theory or art history, but they are dealing with another kind of, from another point of view. They are talking about community problems. Because if you remember when we talked to Lacey, she told us, I don't know anything about Impressionists. I don't care about the art history. I'm not worried about what happened during the 19th century. So it's kind of strange. It's a new different point of view, but they said, oh, it's a specifically American point of view. It's kind of this invisible battle between Europe and America. It's a strange way. But never mind. The point is that this is a marvelous book, and it's not translated like so many things in the Spanish tradition. We are not translating the most important books, and I guess we should translate it.
Mm-hmm. In the book, Susan is describing a little the profile, the some characteristics of the personality of public artists, talking about them as leftist, as socially engaged, as even Marxist, and feminist too, making activism against racism and so on. And so I am asking myself if obviously to be a public artist is to be in relation with a concrete psychology. Obviously, if you are a traditional artist making objects and having a high value for your signature and your name as artist and your career, you have to have a specific psychological profile. So I'm asking myself, how is this psychology of the public artist?
Well, I guess that in a way it's a way of living, a way of making a living. I'm wondering, all of our conversation about the kind of, I guess that it's Nancy Buchanan, that is an artist that during the 70s, during 1 year or 2 years, I don't remember, she kept on sweeping her own street, I mean, the piece of a street in front of her house in San Francisco. She stayed during these 2 years kind of cleaning up all the her closest surrounding. So in a way that it's like very basic and kind of naive. She was just developing a way of making a new relationship with her place of living and the way she lived and so on. So I guess that that in a way, at the beginning, this that now are classical pieces of public art, of this new gender of public art, they were more than pieces of art, they were a way of making a living. There were people doing things for the community or for themselves or for the environment and so on and so on. And in a time, they received kind of a frame and they get in the art world. And they are well known now because of this frame, but from the beginning they didn't receive any money from anyone to do this. It was like a symbolic act in a way to say you can take care of yourself, of your friends, of your community, and of your street or whatever. I guess that this is really different from now when we hear like this is a public art festival when the artists they go there and they whatever on the streets, but it's a different thing. The classical pieces were kind of a way of living. These new festivals, they are like, I'm gonna do this in the specific world of art, a specific marketplace, world of art, or whatever. The classical ones were a way to be here in the world, and that's it. I wonder if it's so clear this kind of this aspect that you're talking about. If they were in this case, if Nancy was sweeping like a work of art, or just she was doing this because she made a lot of different things in this same sense. She went and talked with the bakers in a way, and she dressed in a different way, and she swept or whatever. I'm always wondering why are we remembering this piece and not other, since every artist is making during the whole day and every single moment kind of a little pieces of art. If you think about art in this sense, if you think about art like a way of inventing or making up a way of living, like living in another way, kind of experiencing and making symbolic acts of living in a different way. I'm always wondering why are we remembering this sweeping thing, or why are we remembering the Martha Wilson portraits and not such a the rest of the things that they were doing. There was a connection, like something like that. I guess that all of them were kind of experimenting with the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they have a sandwich on a square or whatever. But we are not remembering these as pieces of art, and for me are the same of the same importance as the one that we are talking about, classic pieces of art.
In another chapter of Mapping the Terrain, Lacey is asking herself, what does it mean public? I mean, the word public in this expression that she's trying to categorize, which is public art. So, because in fact the word art, it has been put into question too, but public, she's thinking about it and she's trying to make an answer, saying is public, for instance, who is the owner of the place where this kind of art takes place? Or is public the spectators, people who is watching the piece? Or even is public the topic, the issue that is finally the subject of the piece? Or perhaps public is a mixed all these different aspects. At the end, I'm not sure she is answering the question, but it's a quite interesting point of view.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But in my case, for me, at least the thing that interests me the most is the idea of the public as Kantian way of Foucault. I mean, so this this place where you are allowed, you can talk, like used to your own knowledge and your own person and everything you really are in a public sphere where you can talk about public matters and you can put your opinion on the table and talk to each other. So for me, it's more interesting the idea of the public about a place to talk, not just the place, but the people that get together to talk about issues of public interest. It's like a, like here in Spain for the 15M assembly or the La Tabacalera assembly or whatever, these different places where you can go and talk. But the point is that for me the public, it has a right and it has a responsibility, and it's the most interesting thing, it's the responsibility of all of us to make use of our right to talk in public. That it's a right, but I repeat, it's a responsibility. To talk is a responsible act, and you have to do it, because all of us has our opinion and our criterion, and you can, if the first moment you start talking in public, you are learning and open your mind, because you have to make the responsible act respecting the other ways of thinking or whatever. That's the most important for me. But on the other hand, I guess that you are right in the different points that you were talking about. What is public? All of them should be or might be public or might be public art. What is the problem in this point that world public art is kind too open? And in Spain we have, for example, the Noche en Blanco, and I guess we have to talk about it in Spanish because maybe we are losing it. And he said, this is public art. This is not public art in one day, in one just one night, you cannot do anything that it's really public. You can go to the beginning of this kind of the category of the canyon in the park, this kind of big sculpture. But instead of doing it with cover, you are gonna do it with plastic and colors and kind of fancy, naive way or whatever. But I guess that for me, that's not the public thing that I'm interested in. And that's it.
Well, I think it's always the same history. It's a mixed of personal interests, because artists has always been trying to go away from boundaries and to break some of these limits, but there is always a problem when you break this kind of boundaries, that you have to recategorize everything, you have to put another kind of title. You need to remake some structures to explode it, in fact. So these interests are always the same, are coming from people who is taking any kind of benefit and which are not really so interested on searching or on modifying or making and to push these boundaries farther.
Yeah, that's the going back to the idea of reinventing yourself as an artist in the world. And in a way, when we talked to her, it was something like she's not so well known, and it's like her generation and even her friends, like for example, I remember Abramovic, that she was talking about. She's so famous now, she has so many exhibitions, so many catalogs, so everyone knows who is Abramovic, but no, not one, but far, far, many, many, less people knows who is Susan Lacy. And I guess that it's a different way to be an artist. And maybe this, for her now, it's a kind of a strange way of looking at herself.
Well, we know that Abramovic didn't do the same kind of things. I am remembering another idea that Susan is explaining at the book, that she's trying to make a metaphor about this relation between the artist and the social piece that he or she is working for and the public. And Lacy explains that the artist in this concept could be a subjective anthropologue. Yes, it's quite a contradiction, but she's trying to explain that from this point of view, the artist is like a medium for the experience of the others. Is this idea of service? Por nada.